Love poems are nice, but if you're not in a loving mood with Valentine's Day right around the corner, the El Paso Zoo has just the thing. They are offering to name a cockroach after your ex. Yeah, and it gets better. Here's what will actually happen on the 14th.
On Valentine's Day, they will feed that cockroach to a hungry meerkat live on a webcam. As you might imagine, this offer got a lot of interest.
We really didn't think it would go as big as it did. We thought maybe in El Paso and that's it, but it's gone all over the place.
That's Sarah Baragas, the zoo's event coordinator. The staff soon realized that the meerkats would get full really fast, so they had to recruit tamarins and white-headed marmosets to share the cockroach feast.
And the requests kept rolling in from people like Maggie Smith in Columbus, Ohio.
I'm mid-divorce. And my birthday is the day before Valentine's Day. It's pure fantasy.
And Arian Rowland. She is already divorced and named a cockroach after her ex-husband.
He's the one who originally made me hate Valentine's Day. And there's always this little piece of you that wants to get even, you know?
Cathartic, sure. Constructive, well...
My guess is actually that that may not really work. Very well.
That's Sandra Longesluck at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. She studies love, breakups, and all the emotions that go with them.
And she says if you're still angry enough with your ex to have them eaten in effigy by a meerkat, well, it might be because of lingering feelings. Here's her less carnivorous suggestion to get through Valentine's Day.
Distraction is also helpful to feel less unpleasant. So just think about unrelated things that don't have to do with your ex.
Good advice. But if after all that distraction, your ex is still bugging at you, the El Paso Zoo Facebook live stream is waiting for you.